So what, are you taking a dump in there? You have to be doing a number two.
Sometimes.
So today you sit down. You're sitting down in the bathroom and you're not getting a table.
No,
you're
I sit at a table at Starbucks.
Oh, so you didn't
I wrote these notes.
I thought you did the notes in the bathroom at Starbucks.
Absolutely not.
That's well. Clearly, a lot of work is going into this podcast when it's 2 minutes before you're doing your prep.
Okay, I went from doing zero prep to writing my notes at Starbucks right before. It's better than nothing.
It's totally steps. Better than nothing. It's better than nothing.
Baby
it's more
steps.
Actually than what I've been doing.
You write on your phone.
My prep is waking up and breathing. All right. The prep I need. That's how prepped I am. Welcome to Dad So Hard.
Yep. Dad We're, So Hard podcast.
What is this week?
I'm Danny McCartney.
And I'm Peter Brady. My voice totally cracked.
We're off to a solid start.
I am Vinny Dunleavy, father of two, husband fellow
of one.
My husband, husband of one.
We're not Mormons.
No, coffee drinker, although I didn't go to the bathroom at Starbucks like Danny today. Welcome back to our podcast about being dads, bros, husbands, wives.
Yep. Listen to this. I wrote down another one. So two dads each week. I'm going to try to write down a different one. Two dads talking about our lives, wives, and what it's like to be a working dad. We tell funny stories and offer some advice along the way.
Shebang.
That's a pretty good one.
That's a good one. We should write that.
What?
Being a parent. Hey,
I said dads.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was the lead. We can't bury the lead. We are called Dads So Hard.
Yeah. It's also about kids.
Yeah. The dad part we're fathers, and the hard part is we're gym rats. You've been going to the gym.
I wouldn't call myself a gym rat.
I would. You work out a lot. I think you work out a lot.
All right.
I mean, you can't tell. My jokes are landing this morning. They are just on fire,
it's
everybody.
It's
going
to be downhill for the rest of the week.
It is a hot town summer in the city. Actually, it was not that hot.
Over the weekend? Yeah, it was.
No, it was beautiful. What are you talking about? It was perfect temperature.
It was kind of...
this weekend
it
was like 80.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of Thursday and Friday.
You're thinking of last week.
Well, I took the end of last week off.
But Thursday and Friday were beautiful.
They were really hot. It was like fucking 95 degrees.
No, that was like Wednesday. That was Tuesday and Wednesday of last week. Thursday, Friday were perfect.
It was Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. I think it rained.
Friday actually rained.
Yeah.
Fuck it. We're not a weather
podcast. You were just coming from the Jersey Shore.
I did. I was down at the shore. It was at the beach. It was good. Spent a nice little 4th of July. Celebrated America, ate some burgers, some hot dogs, drank some beers.
I mean, we've talked about beaches before, but your kids don't mind, and you and your wife don't mind the sand.
I love the sand. I actually play in the sand.
So you would
I come back from the beach loaded, like sand down to my pores.
And that doesn't bother you?
No, I really enjoy it. I dig holes. I'm an expert hole digger. I like to dig tunnels, make castles, moats.
Oh, you go all in?
Yeah.
Do you get buried?
I love to bury myself.
See, we're not.
And I get Brady to bury me. I bury him.
And your wife doesn't even care about the wash. I mean, doing the showering afterwards, like the sand in the car.
No, we're going in an outdoor shower.
Okay. Oh, I guess so your beach setup is that because the house is
there? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then we walk back to the house. We take an outdoor shower. It's pretty good.
So a couple of our neighbors, because we're in the North Shore of Long Island, where the beaches are the Long Island Sound. They're not very good. They're very rocky. I grew up going to the Sound on the east end of Long Island.
Okay.
So I don't mind the water, but apparently all the North Shore families think the water's like fucking disgusting. Like,
this really?
Nobody wants to go in it. Anybody
that's
who has,
like Staten Island water. You don't go to that beach unless
I would go in it, but then the
I don't
debate,
think you would in Staten Island.
Oh, not the Staten Island water. No way. That's like an offshoot
like
of the
heroin
dump.
Needles.
Well, no, because that's where the landfill like drips all
no,
the way over.
No, that's a common misconception.
No, it is. They put the pipes. They
stopped
built the
using
the
landfill.
Pipes. Correct, because it's all piped now, and all that stuff's draining as it biodegrades. It's in the middle of Staten Island. It's draining.
They don't use the landfill.
I know, but you think it was buried there 30 years ago. That stuff's all melting underground. All that
it's
garbage.
Gone. It's evaporated. It's condensation.
Space. It's all in space.
Yeah, it's gone.
But no, so my point is that we were talking about summer weekends and going to beach clubs. And I said to my wife, like on Instagram, there were a lot of families. I feel like a lot of my friends were on beach, were doing beach clubs or on the beach with their kids. And we stayed home in our neighborhood and went to the local pools. And I said to my wife, I go, we don't really do beach. And I'm like, I feel like if we were, like, do we join a beach club? Because some people drive and then they, you get like a pool and a beach, but then some clubs don't have a pool. And I feel like with my kids, after an hour in the sun, we would all be tan enough,
exhausted,
too hot. And like, I feel like an hour and a half on the beach would be enough.
Because that's kind of all you
the
need.
The ocean, you can't really swim. Well, so the Jersey Shore ocean, you can swim in. That's
like beautiful.
So the Long Island, for young kids, because you can go like, it's like 6 inches.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the time of the day and the tide. Now we're getting into the moon phases. So all that stuff kind of plays into it when you can go in the water. Because sometimes it's rough and you really can't go in as like with like a 3 year old. I mean, you can. It's just you got to hold him the whole time. That gets kind of exhausting.
Unless you really want to lose your 3 year old, that'd be a great time to go in.
Like he's there little. I just do a lot of short time with them.
You can't go in the water when you're having a bad dad day. You can't go in the water with your kid. Because that 1 second of being like, should I let go?
Oh, man. Being exhausted. Yeah, absolutely.
See, I find the Atlantic Ocean is constant. Like, there's no real shelf that you can just like stand in. It's always just waves. So I feel like it's a very adult ocean to swim in, but all these people bring their kids, and I go, "What? My kid doesn't want to be on the beach."
They
hours.
Will, though. They absolutely will. Remember being a kid yourself? You get the boogie board going.
We even though I grew up by the beach, we went to the beaches that were like more late, like the Long Island Sound or the Peconic Bay, where it's like no tide. I mean, the tides are it's like no waves. It's just like what?
Yeah, no, that's nice. That is
so.
Nice.
We've been debating going to the beach. It's
beach versus pool.
So we went to our town in Port Wash, has a really nice town pool. It has like a water slide, lots of different depth. So there's like an inch to like a foot and a half for like the younger kids. And then there's like, it goes up to 5 feet. It's definitely built. All right. It is a pool.
Diving?
Where,
no diving?
No diving. There's swim lanes though if you
don't
want to
like
exercise. We've
don't
been going
like that
now
one
for,
bit. What? No diving? Come on. That's the best part of pools, doing tricks and
not in a
jackknife,
public. How many public
cannonball.
Pools have a diving board?
A lot. A lot of pools.
Cannonballs, you can cannonball off the side, yes. See, that I'm okay with. You can jump off the side, yeah. You can jump off the side of the pool, but an actual diving board, it's not the Olympics.
All right.
Mike, we were actually our cousins at a pool a couple weeks ago, and they had a diving board.
You can't really do cool tricks without a diving board. That's where you get the major air time.
Correct, but that's a private pool. You're not gonna. I don't know how many public pools have diving boards.
I guess maybe they took them away at a lot.
Yeah, because you can't control the flow of kids. If you're at a public pool, and I'm talking public pools are like the ones that are state-run.
I guess I'm thinking of when I was a kid. That's upsetting. That's depressing.
You want a diving board in a backyard private pool. You don't need it at a public pool.
So do you have a pool yourself, or you do the public pool?
No, my house value. I don't want to buy a pool.
So you're a poor person.
Our neighbor has a pool.
Okay.
And we were dog sitting.
Do you use it?
So my neighborhood's like a commune. It's like we all have homes. So everybody goes in and out of everybody else's. So we were dog sitting on Saturday, and as part of the dog sitting, although even if we weren't dog sitting, they would have let us use the pool. So we went and used his pool on Saturday afternoon. Which was perfect because we could walk two houses down. After an hour and a half, Shane gets cold.
Yep.
And then he's done by the pool. Emily was fine, and then we walk back. But so there are two things that happened at the in the pool this week. The first thing was Shane is 4, and he has that floaty. The best floaty in the world is the one that goes across the front of the kids with the arms.
Oh, yeah, that's what Brady uses.
Oh, what's the name of it? I would promote it if I remember the name, but it's the best. It has no back to it.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And as a former lifeguard, the
it's
reason
like a half life vest, half swimmies.
Yeah, half swimmies. Yeah, and the reason why it is the best is because...
Because the kids can't go upside down and face first.
Always on the back. And the floaties, actually, if your kid just uses the arm floaties... that is not lifeguard
that's
approved.
That's just like for your mental, like it's like a safety blanket
for
the kid.
It's actually worse for your kids because in a panic situation, the floats push the arms up in the air because the air is on your arms and it could push the head down underwater.
Really?
So actually floaties, if you Google it, the best thing for your kids.
I don't know if you used it as a kid, but when I was a kid, we used, I think we called them the tube. It was this tube that was like around your waist, but it had like a vest attached to
it. Yes, yeah,
it was almost like a spare tire.
Yes, yeah.
Like that was the tube. The tube was like a spare tire.
And you could be flipped over and then you're dead.
It happened multiple times. We would flip over and you'd get stuck underwater, upside down underwater.
Keeping your feet alive.
And then as like kids, like we would make like a challenge, like flip ourselves over and then try to flip back. Or die.
Okay.
There's whatever that, happened
if
first.
If you Googled how many kids were lost with that float, well, you that nobody's tracking that.
I would imagine a lot. There's a lot of casualties with that.
What I like about this float is it allows you from the ages of 2.5 when they can fit it to now about 4.
Yeah.
You put your kid in the water and not have to pay attention because it is 100% safe.
I don't know that I would agree with that.
You don't have to go in the water. I can, if I don't want to have to go in because it's cold, I can watch. It is completely fantastic to go watch him in. However,
I can't leave my 3-year-old by himself in the water with that.
Why not?
I don't think I can.
Hey, you could. I don't go in the water with him on it.
All right.
Are you, wait, you, so wait, you're saying
I would suggest still being in the water with your kid.
No, if you don't, first of all, you confidence in swimming alone. You don't, and they have
okay,
to
get, Brady can't swim. My 3-year-old cannot swim.
But I'm saying with the float, with the one that goes across the bands, the name that is escaping me, but we've used it, that is completely self-sufficient. They jump off the side, dive in it. I throw Shane in the air in it. Goes under and it's completely fine. And now he prefers it. But what we did was, because he's practicing swimming, we then took it off and I had him.
When should a kid know how to swim by?
Five.
Definitely by 5, right?
Well, listen, it depends where you live. There are adults who don't
know how
to swim.
Like, I want Brady to swim by the end of the summer.
Well, where you live and since you go to the beach all the time, I don't think they're going to swim before 4.
You think by four, I can get him swimming by next summer?
By the end of so I would say when they're 4, by the end of the summer that they're 4, they should be independent swimmers.
So by the end of next summer is my goal. Okay.
Correct. Although I think if like he should right now, because he's only 3, right?
He's 3, yeah.
So this summer.
He's learning how to kick.
Correct, but you should be able to independently put him in that float and have him feel good being in the water without you or at least 10 feet away from you.
Yeah, well, that's what we do. Like, I don't hold him, but I'm in there with him.
Yeah, but you realize you could stand outside of it and he'll be fine. And he needs to be able to know.
Maybe I'm just nervous. That's
take it off.
I love the pool, but now with kids, it's like constant stress of like I can't relax because I'm constantly worrying like that they're going to drown. Well, but aside from that, pools
if
are
he
great.
Has his life preserver on, he's going to be fine. It's your other one who doesn't have life preserver.
Oh yeah, I don't let him near it.
Well, you can't. But Shane, so a couple of times I said we were in the shallow end of the pool and he's tall enough in a 3-foot pool. The beauty of it now is because he's
tall.
To stand. So he was able, we were being in the shallow end of the pool. The issue became because he was.
I'm drowning. Well, Shane, just stand.
Which is what happened. So he was practicing his swimming, which was fine. But then he got to like, I got overly confident. I was like, oh, this kid got it. He got it. So then I got out of the pool and just watched him on the side. And then he started climbing like, the side and going into the deeper end.
Uh-oh.
And this is where it's like you have to like, how long can he practice the...
doggy paddle.
The doggy paddle and the my head's going underwater.
Yeah.
So I had to dive in. I dove in twice to lift him up above the water where Elisa was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm watching him. He's fine. But you do have to... The question is how long do you almost let them drown in practicing their swimming to know that that's the muscles they have to use to swim?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because if you hold too long, they're never going to learn how to swim.
You don't want them always relying on the cushion that I'm going to be saved. Is that what you're saying?
And I'm more worried about how much water is he going to swallow.
Let him get a little hurt.
Well, and how much water will he swallow before he throws it up on me?
Chlorine.
Or in my friend's
chlorine
pool.
Will do that.
Oh, without a doubt.
Chlorine will get you every time.
It's either immediately or 4 hours later, it's a puke fest.
Every now and then, I like to drink a little chlorine water, flush out the system.
Oh, the diarrhea. Chlorine diarrhea is the worst. Oh, those streaks.
Does this public pool, does it have like a test for the kids to be able to go into the deep end?
All right, so this was in my neighbor's pool. In our public pool, there's only a 5-foot. There's no time anybody can go in the pool.
Yeah, but like, so when I was
a giant
kid,
open wide pool.
When I was a kid, we had a community pool, and it went from 3 feet to 5 feet. But the 5-foot was like the, or was it 5? I guess it was deeper than 5. Maybe it was like 6 or
probably
7 feet. But the deep end, quote unquote, had a test. Like you couldn't go in the deep end.
Oh, you need like a wristband. And like you got to be
no,
in deep water.
So like
every time they'd have to test you, or the lifeguard knew you.
I guess the lifeguards, because now that I'm thinking
back. You probably
back,
wore a wristband. You probably had a cough.
Definitely didn't. I think the lifeguards just like knew you if you were allowed or if you weren't, as a kid.
Yeah.
And the test was, shit, now that I'm thinking about this, maybe the lifeguards are just fucking with us.
They just threw you in the water and if you survived.
No, once you listen to the test, it might have just been you being a lifeguard. It might have just been them fucking with us, trying to laugh at little kids.
I hope the test included keeping your clothes on because this could go really dark.
We had to doggy paddle.
What were these lifeguards
doing? Doggy paddle in the deep end for a half hour.
That's a bullshit test.
They were just fucking
I think your lifeguards were screwing with you.
Well, I passed.
I'd say that
they'd make the little kids. I can't. They'd make little kids doggy paddle in the deep.
I listen. It's an aerobic 30 workout.
30 minutes.
I can't. That's a bullshit workout. No. In my daughter's camp, the deep water testing camp is you need to be able to swim. In order for, because in camp they do, you get a wristband when you are allowed to go in the deep water pools, and they have to swim like three length. You have to swim like back and forth independently three times, and that's how you and tread water for a minute. Treading water for like a minute would have more likely been a test because the lifeguard just wants to know if
you
can survive.
Maybe it was a minute. Maybe I'm thinking that, I don't know. You know, when you're a little kid, you hype things up. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was only a minute. Maybe
you
I thought
maybe
it was a half
flashbacks.
Hour.
Well, maybe tonight when you go to
PTSD.
Sleep.
PTSD.
When you have flashbacks tonight. So the one thing about this public pool is you're not allowed to wear floaties in the public pool. So yeah, some parents have like their real infants in there and they have like the life vests on and then the lifeguards are whistling. I think it's purely insurance because I think if you have your kid in a float and then you don't want to watch your kid. Like
So they're putting more onus on the parents.
And the yes, like because like in a pub in a private pool, I would put Shane in a float and leave him alone. In a public
as lifeguards,
pool,
are like, we don't want to be jumping in there every 2 minutes when your kid starts flailing around because you're not with them.
And parents should take responsibility. Yeah, so the two things there, though, is that one, when lifeguards, so this is one of my issues with lifeguard, and I used to be a lifeguard, but you're in a public pool. And all
lifeguards,
of a sudden you
by
hear,
the way, what at lifeguards at a pool?
Easiest
you
job
can't
ever.
Get a better job
you
than
can't,
that.
You can't. I mean, unless you are the one in like a billion that somebody drowns on your watch, and then you're like in PTSD.
Like when I was younger, it was
$15. No, you get paid a lot. Like
$20
an hour.
When I was younger, it was $15 an hour, that was when minimum wage was like $7.
It was probably $5 when you were a kid.
Whatever. Like, say, but like, you know
it,
what
it
I mean?
No, it was triple.
You get the
a lot of money. It was a lot of money.
So now I would imagine it's like $20-$25 an hour for a lifeguard.
Oh, no, I think it's good money. But and then all they do is whistle.
They just whistle. Stop running, stop fighting, stop splashing.
I would wish they
would say once a summer they had to jump in the pool.
Well, first of all, I would love them to speak. All they're doing is whistling and pointing. And now the problem is when you whistle, the people who don't, and this goes to anybody in authority, when you don't break rules and you hear somebody yelling at somebody, the only people who look are the people who follow the rules. The person who doesn't follow the rules can give a shit. They're not looking at the lifeguard when they whistle. So now we're in the pool, and this one father has like a life vest on their kid. These people clearly don't even know that you're not supposed to have a life vest. So number one, they're ignorant, which is fine. Like they don't know the rules, like which is a stupid rule anyway. So, but now we're sitting there for 5 minutes. This lifeguard keeps whistling and pointing at this couple who have no clue what they're doing wrong.
Yeah.
Because they're just holding their kid in a life vest. And eventually another lifeguard who's watching like these kids come down a water slide, like turns around and is like, you can't have a life vest. You can't have a life vest. And then the people want to know why. So a whole conversation pursues. Then you keep hearing this other lifeguard just whistling. And
so you know what you got to do with the lifeguards? You got to give them like martial law. Like you got to give them authority to like beat someone. That'll get people listening.
First of all, if they would actually get off
if
their
they
chair
use those
and speak,
like the Baywatch buoys, you know what I'm talking about?
If somebody got beat up because they didn't if follow they public pool rule
smack
for
the
a
shit out of someone,
this is
those.
In Russia. Well, where do you think we're?
That'd be funny.
I pay taxes. If a lifeguard came up, first of all, I would be annoyed if I got yelled at. Number one, because I pay taxes and needed to be there, and if it's a bullshit rule. But the point is, all of these times they whistle to the people breaking the rules, don't give a shit and don't pay attention.
Yeah. So what are you offering as the solution? I offered a solution. You're telling.
They should. I think they should have roaming. They should have a roaming lifeguard who actually speaks and just says, "Hey, you got to make." Like, there's no people that walk because these public pools. There should have been somebody walking around.
I know we already talked about it, but I got to bring it back.
What?
The best lifeguard systems, Disney World. You ever go to those pools? They have lifeguards.
Everywhere.
They have like 2 or 3 lifeguards per pool, and they're constantly walking around the pool.
I'm saying there's always one walking who could just speak and have a conversation.
They have like a quarter of the pool. They just walk back and walk back.
No,
100%. They have a little clock. They're like clocking it.
No,
it's insane.
No, it's more when they're not in a chair because when you're it's like they're sitting in the chair being lazy. You're not going to do anything. That was
my pool when I was a kid. They would just sit in the chair, get the umbrella over them. They're reading books.
It was perfect. Now, when you were a kid,
I mean, that's not perfect for them.
So the other thing is, I was in the pool.
Not for safety.
So the other thing happened is when I was in the pool, I've gone to public pools. No,
you don't pee in the pool.
I
pee in the pool every like within a minute. As soon as something about the pool, as soon as I get in,
I have peed. I have peed.
Sometimes I hold my pee till I get to the pool.
No, in a public pool. You were the thing that popped into my head, because in my mind, I have peed in public pools before, but for some reason,
sometimes I take a shit.
But for some reason, that's disgusting.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's actually very tough to take a shit in water.
Well, this public pool has been known. It has been known for like people not bringing the kids with the swim diapers. And then anytime the pool is giant, it's a very big public pool. But at any time a lifeguard sees a poop, everybody has to get out of the pool.
Yeah, because you have to drain it.
I know, it's a pain in the ass.
It's like,
it's disgusting.
It's like, you know.
But I've never been bothered by a public pool until today, until yesterday when I stood there. And it was just like I had a moment of zen where I looked and I just.
Caddyshack.
I didn't hear anything. I just stared and looked at everybody and I was like, the amount of urine that I could be standing in right now.
Yeah, but it's
all
fine.
These people.
It's the chlorine. Chlorine kills it. Does, That's the point of chlorine.
But in 44 years, I've never worried about it. All of a sudden, it just had a moment of, I was like, am I an old man now? Am I getting to the point where I feel like I'm too good for a public pool?
I did always like the...
Literally was like, I'm disgusted, and I now I need to leave. For no reason.
The only better part of a private pool is you know whose piss it is. Listen. People pee in pools, man. There's no way around it.
I know that, but I can't tell you what it was for that moment that just made me go, I feel a little dirty right now.
My favorite is the myth dirty. Where like you tell kids, or when you were a kid, you would think that if you pee in the pool, it turns green or red or like a color to like scare kids from peeing in the pool.
Yes.
And well, every now like and then when I go in a new pool, it's in the back of my head. I'm like, do they have that special chlorine that turns colors when you pee?
That's the chlorine they have in the Vegas.
And I just kind of Vegas doesn't turn
Vegas
colors.
Pools, it's all yellow. The amount of yellow urine in those Vegas pools, that Hard Rock Hotel pool party is fucking disgusting.
I would venture to say there's also semen in those pools.
this thing is gross. But I do think a public pool with kids, I would want to test which water is worse, the Hard Rock Hotel pool party pool or the Manor Haven Beach State Park pool with all the kids?
Hard Rock pool party pool.
It's probably
because it's all adults peeing and coming.
Yeah, it's a nasty pool.
Alcohol and
the booze.
And there's like sand at the bottom of that pool.
It's terrible.
That's a gross pool.
It's one pool party I went to, and it was off season, so it wasn't even that good. I was cheap. I was trying to save money. You can't go to. I was like, let me do Vegas on the cheap. Yeah. You can't do that. Terrible.
You went in February.
Terrible. You don't want to know. I'm like, yeah, it'll be another. That's a story for another. It was freezing out. I was like, let's get a cabana.
Because no one else is getting one.
Nobody was there. Who was like, we're wrapped in blankets.
They let you actually DJ.
We probably could have.
Can I plug in my iPod? Do you mind?
Look at this view, guys. Hard Rock Pool is awesome. We're here with six other people.
Mind if I hook my Walkman up?
It was us and I feel like a couple from Idaho. They were like, wow, we're in Vegas. I was like, this is terrible. I think we went it was in the fall. It was like September or October.
No, October would be good, like Halloween. No, I'd imagine they have Halloween parties every weekend.
It was early October, and it was still and it just happened to be freezing.
It's like, after Labor Day, before any major holidays, nothing's going on.
It was cold as shit.
It's not even Columbus Day weekend.
It was terrible. But I do want to go to one of those. I will probably go to one of those pool parties as a that'll probably be a dad's trip.
I love pool parties.
I think that would be a good dad's trip doing Vegas. Maybe we'll do a Dad So Hard sponsored Vegas vacation.
Yeah, gotta get
we'll
a
get
sponsor
a bunch of guys
first.
Together and we'll go to Vegas for a weekend.
Gotta get a sponsor.
That would be good. Okay, I'm gonna work on that for next year.
I'm more of a Nashville person myself.
Well, Nashville is becoming the new hotspot.
Nashville's awesome.
I've never been.
It's a good time. Live music everywhere.
Is it all country music? Yeah, that's be rock and roll.
Yeah, no, it's country.
Well, I'm not into that.
Oh, so sorry.
The rest of America loves country music, but me.
It's country, it's rock, it's all that good stuff. There's a lot of rock, too, because it's all cover bands. It's all cover bands playing, so they play whatever you want. Right.
Well, then we'll go to a rock and roll one.
Yeah.
I would. Our au pair just did a cross-country trip and stopped in Nashville, so I'll ask her for a report.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of new TV shows. There's one coming out on E. Oh, God. Very cavalier-y. I guess I'll have to watch that to see what it's about.
Yeah.
Before we wrap this up, we do have a very important viewer email, Danny. I don't know if you saw it this week in our inbox.
Stop saying viewer. People can't see us.
I actually texted it as a viewer mail, too. Number one, so please thank you guys for listening again, and thank you for sending us emails to dadsohardpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for all the Instagrams and the DMs we're getting.
Yeah.
We love our fans. This guy has been one of our bigger supporters.
Okay, biggest supporter yet. Okay,
his marriage must be in the shitter.
Longest listener, longest replier.
Who clearly we are helping save his life because he keeps writing back in. So this week's
let's hear
email
it.
Is hi Danny and Vinny, love you guys, love the podcast.
Thank you. We love you too.
We love you too. But he's wondering if we had any advice or suggestions for keeping the spark alive in a relationship. Because it's not easy getting alone time when you have your kids and you're binge watching The Office when they finally fall asleep.
Now, you're saying alone time alone, or I'm guessing alone with the wife, with the missus?
Actually, you know what? We may have to have him write back and clarify because this is a very... the subject was... What was the subject?
Yeah, here's an easy...
The romance is gone. The subject was the romance is gone. So, however, the email has nothing to do with romance. Oh, keeping the spark alive. Clearly, our reading comprehension is terrible. It says keeping the spark alive in the relationship. So that means alone.
With his wife.
Unless it could be with his left hand or himself. I mean, I have problems with myself sometimes.
Yeah, he's probably talking about with his wife.
How often are you alone in your bedroom with your wife?
Never. My son sleeps in our bed with us.
So when was the, can you recall the last time you were in a bed with your wife with no kids? How long ago was that?
I would say maybe like once a week we get him in his own bed. And it's only because like we remember he falls asleep in our bed and then it's like, oh shit, yeah, we got to put him in his bed.
And then somebody's like, move him.
Most times we just fall asleep before he does.
No.
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
And you wake up and he's like climbing on the roof.
Yeah,
he's
like on the ceiling. Oh shit, you're still in here?
I'm still here.
Yeah, so then we just.
That keeps you from only having two kids. Having a kid in your bed is foolproof ways of not having a third.
That's true.
We probably sleep in the same bed at least three to four nights a week together without kids. And then usually I think my wife stays in our son's bed like two nights a week. I can end up being on a couch having like a sleepover in the couch with Emily, or I'll just sleep in her bed. We're very hit or miss but we do schedule. We are trying to schedule.
So that's what I was going to say. We're trying to get better. We do it like once and then we're like, we got to do this once every month or once every 2 weeks or whenever we can. Yep. And then 6 months will go by. It's like, oh yeah. But yeah, we'll get like someone to watch the kids. Even for like 2 hours, be like, we're just going to go out to dinner.
Oh, I
and then we'll be talking, like, oh my God, it's so weird to have adult conversation with you. I forgot what it was to like, to not talk about like, oh, did you fill the bottle? Like, what should we feed the kids? Like this and that, you know?
Clean
the playroom.
Me and my wife, we have a date night. We try to have a date night at least once a month.
That's good.
But our problem is we commute together. So we see each other in Norm.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of our own adult conversations.
I wake up and leave. Everyone's still asleep. Yeah. I come home. Everyone's getting ready to go to bed.
We commute. So by the time we actually have a date night, we have a date night. It's a pretty good night because we have nothing to talk about. So then we just drink.
Nice. Because you're commuting to and from every single day.
We get all our stuff done on the we're Google calendaring and all the invites on the train. But we do also now we're getting into allowing each one of us to have their own party night like once every other month. I would say once every other month. I actually encourage my wife once a month to have like a girls' night. So she went out on Friday night.
So you get once a month. One of you is doing something. Once a month, you're having date night.
Yes.
That's a pretty solid schedule got going on.
That's 28 days out of 30 that you can actually do something without your kids. Because the rest of it every night is like, oh, chaos.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Yeah. I got you.
No, so I'm very happy with my setup.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But I do think you have to be – what we have learned is you do need to – if you just talk about it without the scheduling of it, it never happens.
Yes.
So you have to make sure, like, we do calendar invites.
You literally have to, like, look at the calendar and be like, all right, when are we putting a date on the books?
Well, yeah, and we say, tomorrow night, there's this race. If you want to come out and see the Dad's So Hard Running Club, we will be, I think, are you doing the race tomorrow night?
No.
Oh, you're not it's supposed to be 92 degrees also, so I don't know if it's happening.
Yeah, not doing that.
So me and one of our listeners is doing a road race tomorrow night. But in Central Park. So I had to send a calendar invite to my wife saying I was going
to
be home
late. To remind
her
that you were doing that.
Yeah, so what we do is...
I need to get better about that. When I have like work things, I always... Like we'll say it in conversation. Sometimes I say it, sometimes I don't. It's like, oh, do you remember I have this tonight? It's like, no.
No, nobody's going to remember. Even if you say it, so I remember. No,
and it's the same thing with the other way around. She'll tell things to me and I totally forget.
Well, we operate like five calendars, which is not good. But we usually our work calendars is where we put all the. We'll I'll add her to anything that I'm doing late at night. That we're working.
Yeah, you know what my wife does? She has a handwritten calendar, so it's very easy for me to keep track of that. Not good. Handwritten calendar.
Well, we have one in our house that's handwritten, but you
no, it's in her purse.
Oh, that's not good.
How am I supposed to know what you're doing?
Well,
you
should start going. You should start going through your wife's purse. That would be even
yeah,
better.
Oh yeah, totally.
You'd be like, "What is this in here?" You could start dropping phone numbers of business cards of guys and being like, "Mary Jane, what is this?" And then making her feel bad. Like,
oh, that's yeah,
I
that's
knew what
not
you
bad.
Did. Look, who are you talking to,
yeah,
Bobby?
It's like, by the way, I'm going out with my friends Friday.
You talking to Rico? Who's this? Who's this Rico guy in Staten Island? Serge? Who's Serge?
Man.
Come on, MJ. Who's Serge? What are you doing behind my back? Yeah. Boom, I get another night out.
All right, well, so Bobby Hope, or no. damn it.
Robert E. Lee.
Long time listener.
Big time fan.
Yeah, hopefully our advice
life.
Helped.
Yeah, I think you have to schedule it. And don't watch, by the way, binge watching The Office is nothing that should be happening in a bedroom.
Why? I love The Office.
That's not romance. That's not romance.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It could be funny. Nobody has gotten their groove on after a good, like, this is so funny, let's do it.
Yeah, stop watching The Office with your wife. Start watching porn.
Actually, what you should watch is Blockers. I saw that. We watched that on Friday night. That was as a rental at home. A very good movie.
All right, John Cena.
The only thing disappointing
John
in it
Cena
is...
John Cena gets you going.
Cena's up, but I thought Cena... I'm not... This is not a spoiler alert, but the entire movie, I thought Leslie Mann and John Cena were eventually going to end up together, and they did not, which was the most disappointing part of that movie. Because
I don't even know who Leslie Mann is, so you didn't spoil
anything
for me.
She was a 40-year-old virgin, Judge Apatow's wife. She's hysterical.
Oh.
Super funny. Anyway, it is a good rental comedy, and I think it's actually for parents. I didn't think it was going to be that funny, but I laughed out loud.
Nice.
It was a good time. It's very pro young women rights.
There we go.
Do young women
have
rights?
Getting with the times. Getting with the times.
It was a good one.
Very topical. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Another episode of Dad So Hard Podcast. Feel free to follow us on all social media, Facebook and Instagram at Dad So Hard Podcast.
Share our message with your international friends.
Can I finish?
No, we have to welcome.
Twitter at DadSoHardPod. Email us, DadSoHardPodcast@gmail.com.
Welcome. We also need to, we made a mistake by not welcoming our more, we are now, not only were we international going North and South America, we have now crossed the Pacific Rim.
Oh yeah? Where are we at?
We have Japanese, I believe was it Japan, did I say? In our Google Analytics dashboard,
ooh, there we go.
We had a few Japanese listeners. So,
all right, arigato. I think that's how you say thank you.
I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
It's a good song.
I love that.
It's a good jam.
So we would like to welcome you on the Pacific Rim. We hope everything is going well over there, in spite of the North Korean dictator.
Yeah, and that was us talking.
No, I mean, that's the big news. I think if you're in Japan,
that was us talking politics.
If you're in Japan, I would go on the Google. If you're in Japan, I would Google North Korea.
And we're going to end it there.
Have a good one, everybody.
Later.